The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. A week has passed since Lil's sudden departure from Nahia Island. Laboring under the delusion that Jim was in love with Kitty St. John, Lil made a quick decision to leave Nahia aboard the freighter Southern Cross bound for Singapore. Kitty is ignorant of the true reason for Lil's abrupt disappearance, and whenever she tries to question Tony Lowry, she gets a severe reprimand but no information. Knowing it is useless to try to question Jim, she starts to pester Kolu, who at first avoids her and then refuses to give her any information. But Kitty is persistent and keeps after Kolu until he finally breaks down and consents to answer Kitty's questions about Lil and the reasons for her sudden departure.
Well, Kolu, I'm glad you're going to be sensible and tell me what I want to know. Now then, Kolu, where is Mr. Vril?
Mrs. St. John, I tell you, can do no harm now. Miss Lil, she go to Singapore on freighter called Southern Cross.
Good heaven. Well, that was a week ago. But why did she run off so suddenly and all alone? Why didn't she wait for Jungle Jim?
Missy Lil not want to wait for Tuan Jim. Not want Tuan Jim to know she go.
But why, Kolu? Was she angry with Jim?
No, she not be angry. Just feel hurt inside. Missy Lil think Tuan Jim love you.
What? Oh, say that again, Kolu.
Missy Lil leave here because she think Tuan Jim love you.
Oh, good heaven. What a fool I've been. A blind little fool. Oh, Kolu, are you sure that was the reason?
Kolu be sure.
Oh.
All time Tuan Jim have jungle fever, he talk about you.
Yes.
Then when he get better, first thing he do, ask about you. Oh. That make Missy Lil feel very bad. Make her think Tuan Jim love you.
Why, of course, of course. Of course. Why didn't I know about this before? I've wasted a whole week. Oh, thank you. Thank you ever so much, Kolu.
Mrs. St. John, you please promise Kolu one thing.
Why, yes. Yes, Kolu. Anything at all. But hurry, hurry. I've got to find Jim at once.
First, you promise, word of honor, you not tell Tuan Jim what I tell you.
Why, certainly not, Kolu. I'm much too clever for that. You have my word of honor. I will not tell Jim anything about our little meeting or that I have any information at all about Mr. Vril's sudden departure. Now I've got to run, but thank you ever so much, Kolu. I can't tell you what this means to me.
It mean nothing, Mrs. St. John. Maybe you love Tuan Jim. That not mean he love you. Tuan Jim only want work. That be all.
We'll see about that, Kolu. You may know Jim, but you don't know me. Oh, but I mustn't lose any more time. I've got to find him. Mr. Chisholm. Oh, Mr. Chisholm, you're just the man I want to see. Have you seen anything of Mr. Bradley?
Well, yes, Mrs. St. John. Mr. Bradley, Mr. Lowry left about a half hour ago in the car. They were going over to the wireless station.
The wireless station, Chisholm? What for?
I wanted to get reports on the freighters in this vicinity, I think.
Freighters, Mr. Chisholm? We aren't expecting any freighters in port, are we?
Well, not that I know of, Mrs. St. John. Southern Cross left here last week. The Sultan of Singapore isn't due in for 10 days to 2 weeks yet.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Oh, did Mr. Lowry and Mr. Bradley say they were coming back to the house, Chisholm?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I'm waiting for them. Mr. Lowry and I are going to look over some plantations this afternoon.
Is Mr. Bradley going too?
No. No, I think he's going to stay here and get some rest. He can still stand plenty of that. You know, he's not in real top form yet. Shall I tell him you want to see them?
Oh, no. No, never mind, Chisholm. It isn't important.
Oh.
I'll see them later.
Very well, Mrs. St. John. Just as you say.
Okay, Mr. Bradley, I've got the Manila merchant. He says he has ample accommodations. Says he'll be glad to change his course, put into Nahia tonight, and pick you and your man up. But you'll have to stand the additional expense and give him an extra 5% over the regular charges.
All right, Wilson. Tell him that's perfectly all right. I'll be glad to pay the extras.
It's a deal, Mr. Bradley. The skipper says he knows you all right. Carried you before. It's one of the ships on Mr. Wang's line.
Well, ask him the approximate time he'll dock tonight, Wilson, and how long he figures on putting over.
Says he can make it between 10 and 11 and wants to put out to sea before midnight.
Okay. Tell him I'll be ready to sail. That's all.
Well, Jim, I guess you're all set. But I don't mind confessing, I was selfishly hoping the Manila Merchant wouldn't put in, and you'd have to wait over for the regular boat that puts in a couple of weeks.
Those are my sentiments, too, Mr. Bradley. We've grown mighty fond of you, and sort of hate to lose you now. You've certainly been a great help to us.
Sure, Jim. And why not stick around, and we'll run you for governor of the group of islands.
Well, that's mighty good of you all. I'm as fond of you as you are of me, but I'm beginning to get healthy and restless again, so I'd better be shoving off. Got to get back to Singapore and dig up some more excitement.
Well, Jim, let's get back up to the house, then. Oh, I'll have to fix up a little farewell dinner for you. We'll have to get busy and round up the boys.
Yeah,
oh,
haven't
you got some business with Chisholm today?
Yeah, but that won't take long. You can get all your packing done this afternoon while we're away. That'll leave you free for the dinner and get together before you sail.
Okay, Tony, let's get going. See you tonight, eh, Wilson?
Yes, sir, Mr. Bradley. I'll be there.
Well, I see you started your packing, Jim. Not losing any time. I just dropped in to tell you we'll be back about 5 o'clock. Got the plans for your farewell dinner underway. Going to be a big turnout, too, Jim.
Oh, that's fine, Tony. But remember, no speeches now.
No, sirree, Jim. Well, I've got to be going now. So long. Say goodbye.
Okay. Come in. That you, Colo?
No, Jim. It's me.
Oh, so it's you, Kitty.
Why, Jim, what's this? Why are you packing? Where are you going?
Back to Singapore, Kitty. My job is finished here, so I'm sailing tonight.
Sailing? Tonight? But how? There's no boat. The Sultan of Singapore is the next boat, and it isn't due for 10 days to 2 weeks yet.
Oh, no, it isn't. But then, perhaps you've heard. The Manila Merchant is coming in tonight to pick me up.
So that's what you and Tony were doing down at the wireless station.
Yep. Tony and I went down and got Wilson to see what freighters he could pick up in the vicinity of Nahia. We finally caught the Manila Merchant, which is heading for Singapore. So we made a deal with the captain to change his course and put in here to pick me up.
Oh, Jim. Jim, please don't go. Change your mind. You can't leave so suddenly.
Sorry, Kitty. Can't change now. That skipper has changed his course well over an hour ago. And is heading here at all speed.
But, Jim, can't you see? Don't you understand?
Can I see what? What is there to see or understand?
Oh, Jim. Jim, please don't go. I won't let you go. Are you blind? Can't you see that I love you?
No. No, Kitty, I can't stay. I've got to get away. I want to get away to think things out.
What is there to think out, Jim? I love you and I want you more than anything in this whole wide world. Jim, oh, Jim, please stay. Stay here on the hill and be happy with me.
Well, I'm sorry, Kitty, but I've still got things to do. This isn't my world. I could never be happy here. I'd soon become restless and leave. No, Kitty, there's no use talking about it. So please go away quietly now, Be sensible. Leave me now while I finish packing, and I'll see you tonight before I sail.
Oh, Jim, please reconsider. Give me the chance to make you happy. I know I can make you forget everything but love and happiness here with me.
Now, Kitty, please. Please be a good girl and don't make it difficult. There's no other way. Nothing more to be said. My boat sails at midnight, and I'll be on it. You stay here. Be happy, and why, in no time at all, Kitty, You'll forget there ever was such a man as Jungle Jim Bradley.
I can't forget you, and I won't let you forget me. You may think when you sail tonight that you'll be sailing out of my life, but you won't. Remember that, Jim. You won't sail out of my life. I'll go now. But remember, there's always tonight. Bye, Jim.
Now I wonder what in the world she meant by that little speech. She's a romantic little cuss. Loves to dramatize herself. Well, I'd better get going with the packing.
That night, Tony Lowry and the grateful planters of Nahia gave Jim a farewell dinner. It was a memorable occasion, and Jim hated to leave. The freighter, Merchant of Manila, was docked by 10, picked up a little mail and merchandise, and then after a series of warm farewells, Jim and Kolo boarded the freighter and started down the deep inlet out to sea. Jim and Kolo stood at the rail, watching the town fade into the distance.
Well, Kolo, you know, after all is said and done, I really hated to leave. Tony and his gang are a great bunch of fellas.
Yeah, they all like you very, very much, Tuan. Be sorry to see you go.
Yep, but then we might be around this way again sometime.
Uh-huh.
You know what they say about the crossroads of the Pacific?
Kolo think one thing be very funny, Tuan.
What's that, Kolo?
Mrs. St. John not come see you go. Say goodbye.
Well, the dinner was a stag affair. Naturally, she couldn't attend that. In all the excitement of the farewells at the finish, I don't suppose she had a chance to even get close.
Mm-hmm.
However, we sort of exchanged our farewells this afternoon. It was just as well it happened that way.
Yes, Tuan. I think maybe Colo go fix things in your cabin. Then go to bed.
It's a good idea, Colo. I'm pretty tired after all that excitement. I'll just finish this pipe and turn in.
Good, Tuan. Good night.
Good night, Colo.
Hello. Remember me?
What? Well, I'll be.
On the deck at midnight, as Jim watches the Nahian Islands fade into the distance, a faint scent of lilacs fills the night air. Jim turns as the woman's voice speaks softly, and there beside Jim is Kitty St. John. Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over the same station. Be sure to tune in.